You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The Mishnah of Mishnah had some requirement that when they go to Eretz Yisrael, they need to do research about special things. One of the things that he requested, that they should make sure there are enough bananas in Eretz Yisrael. He said, no?
Yeah.
You notice? He says in the Torah that he asked them to make sure that there are trees there, and also to bring some fruit back, as they did. They brought fruit bags. No? So you know any country that don't have trees? You know any countries that there's no trees there? So here it says. It says that he asked them, make sure there are trees there.
Doesn't make sense.
He's right. What is that supposed to mean?
The ants is the
atzmut,
not necessarily.
Yeah, so what was the requirement? What he wanted to know exactly? Chazak Baruch, Chazak Baruch. So here Rashi HaKadosh is helping us that Moshe Avraham Shalom's intention was you have to search to see if there's a righteous person there. So he could not say, go look if there's a Sadiq there. No? Yes? No? Yes?
Yes.
So how come he says, go there, see if there's a tree there?
They want to give in a zehut to them.
To who?
The quality of it.
Why? No, if he means that, go search if there's a righteous person there. So say, go look if there's a righteous person there. But usually the righteous people, where are they? Where are they found?
Under the tree.
Where? Where?
Study.
Where?
Under the tree, yes.
In the Beit Knesset, no? Where else could they be? So he tells them, go to the orchard, go to the garden and this, to look for a Sadiq.
That's what I was saying.
Ah, beautiful, very nice, very nice. So, that means all the bananas and mangoes and cherries and pears and apples and oranges, it's only, you have a tzaddik, because if there was no tzaddik, so we do not have fruits. So what good is going to make for Moshe and Am Yisrael? So fine. The land is full of fruits because of the tzaddik. Oh, why, are you going to make a fruit platter or what is it called? Smoothies? So, what are you looking for? Huh?
That means the land is good. When the sadiq there and the tree gives fruit, that means the land is good.
So what? You're looking for, I just explained why you after making strawberry smoothies, banana smoothies, what are you looking for? So now here, Norm Misat Meir says a very interesting thing, and that is, how would they know this person is Sadiq or not? Would they be able to recognize this is Sadiq, it's not Sadiq, why? Is it a name tag, or how can you say? How can you tell? Huh? What's the resemblance between tree and a Sadiq? Humbleness, why? Because the tree that has a fruit, that's true, yeah? His head is down. So Sadiq also has to be humble. So now here is a very interesting thing. Adon Misadman says a very beautiful thing. It's very interesting. You see a piece of wood and all of a sudden bring something out. It's called fruit. How did he do this? Have you ever wondered? This is a piece of wood. No, it's like a pole, right? And then you see, something came out. It's cherries, mangoes. How does the tree does such a thing? They say, see this here? This is a wood too, no? Yeah? Where's the fruit? You see any fruits here?
No.
So, yeah. How's it like this?
The essence of the tree. It's the final product of what that tree is, the quality of it,
taste the strength of it.
I know. Where does it come from? How did the
has roots.
So now, so what does it make that the roots? Well, what does the root do?
It keeps it anchored into the ground.
Okay.
So that when bad things happen, a storm comes, it stays firm.
Fine, but understand. But how did the fruit come out? So now if you take this piece of 2x4, put it in the ground, it's going to come out?
Does it have no root?
No?
That's not alive.
It's not alive. It's not alive. Beautiful. Beautiful. Here, there's a special quality about what is called righteous, a tzaddik, and it is that they call it zahir and batin has to be the same. Zahir is from Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar is zahir. That means when it gives light, zahir has to be exactly batin. Batin means beten. Beten in Hebrew means the stomach. That means his stomach and his outside has to be the same thing. They call it Zohar and beten. Persian, they call it zahir and
batin.
In Hebrew term, they call it toho keboro. Toho keboro. That means the exterior and interior. So that means if the exterior doesn't match the interior, inner and out. This is not a tzaddik. In another clear statement means, if he's just pretending and he shows he's a tzaddik, they call him, he's a tzaddik. Very nice. How did you know? And it's a very, 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 very hard task. That we don't mind to pretend, you know, and show off, and say, you know, hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But in inner, that's what the etz is all about. So that's why Moshe Avraham Shalom didn't say, go look for the tzaddik. Why? Because that doesn't show anything. The tzaddik has to be like an etz, has to be humble, and also the inner and out has to be the same thing. And not only that, Moshe Avraham Shalom told them, of course, to find a tzaddik in the Beit Knesset is very, very easy. But that's not a real tzaddik, right? Because tzaddik has to be outside to help other people. So that's why he told them, go look for the etz, why? And go look for the fruits that is outside, why? Because the real tzaddik is not only thinking about himself, to know what people need, what they have to do, you know, how we can take care of people, and can guide people. And the most important part about the quality of tzaddik is, one thing about the tree is, you see, he gave beautiful mango and a kiwi. And you know what happens? Somebody comes and takes the kiwi away. And he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Peri Haetz. How does the tree feel? You know, you came and took it away. Huh? How would you feel? And they said, take it away.
Shattered.
No?
No, when they said they were high, they elevated.
Yeah?
If they don't say
but you took something away.
It hurts his feelings.
Hurts your feeling. He said, where do you mind? Give me! Put it back! Who told you to take it? Huh? So what the tree is... Huh?
He turned into the better shop.
But what? Now what's the reaction of the tree? What's it going to do? No, we're talking about kosher tree. What is it going to do now?
Say, ouch, and then say, bah.
What is the tree? You don't have a tree at home?
Yeah.
So what is it going to do now? When you take fruits away, what's it going to do?
It doesn't do anything.
And then?
For this one.
It just sits there.
And then?
Without a cheek.
And then?
Then?
What's going to happen?
It's going to bring another one.
Chazaku baruch. Barik Allah. He's going to grow another one. This is a real tzaddik. That means many times things are taken away from us. Could be many things. Money, kavod, respect. And then you have an option to be a tzaddik or the other way around. What does that mean? That means you can say, okay, Nushichan, not the fruit, whatever he took away. And then you grow another one. This is the real tzaddik. But you say, ay, ay, ay. Psh, what an attitude. What a manner. What a behavior. How can you do such a thing? How can you do such a thing? How you're able to do such a thing? This is not right. You could demand, and you ask for your right. You have all the right. But here, that makes lots of difference between a tzaddik or not a tzaddik. And that's what the axe of the tree is. You take it away, he sits there quietly and says, you know, I'm going to give you another one, not another one, more. Take. Bechavot, Nushajan. This is a real tzaddik. But if, you know, you get upset, you get angry, you say, what type of people are there? They have no manners, they have no this. They think about themselves, they're selfish. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom told them, don't go look for a tzaddik. Why? Because the real tzaddik is like an etz. His inner and outer is exactly the same. He's humble, he's out there. And not only that, when people, they take advantage of him, sits quiet, and not only that, he does it more. But obviously, normally, say, so why should I do it? Why should I do it? You're taking advantage of me. You have no appreciation. But here the tzaddik, he would never stops. Why? Because his intention is only to help other people. Even though maybe they don't value it, they don't appreciate it, they inconsider it. But tzaddik, the real tzaddik, never gives up. Unconditionally, it goes on and goes on. Why? Because his intention is only to make who happy? Ribono shel olam. Ribono shel olam. That's a very powerful message that we see. One single tzaddik can protect millions of people. Millions of people. And that's what Moshe said. Go look. See if there is such a tzaddik. There's nothing you can do. F-35 is not going to work. The Uzi is not going to work. Why? Because such a tzaddik brings such a protection for millions of people. Because he's a true tzaddik. One single person. That's what happened. Iyob was there. And he passed away. So there was no protection anymore. One single person. You see what the level it is. To reach such a level, being such a protection, we call Klal Am Yisrael. Hashem Yizakenu.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.